Planning on adopting only the 2022 NPM program, which was circulated sometimes this week, November. We also agreed sometimes that we have to meet the standard approach with regard to go out there and ensure that from time to time, we occupy the space where there are challenges and not wait for more damages out there. So in that sense, I think as and when you consider the revised 2018 first term program, I would really appreciate that we also take into consideration Rule 91. I know Mbombela, there are challenges. I know Malutapofung, there are challenges. Moses Kotani, there are challenges. What we can quickly do, we'll just look at these areas and just agree on Rule 91, of which, if it's in Northwest, it's in Mpumalanga, the flexibility that you agreed upon, where we can take along whoever that is representing the province in that regard. But I think because we don't have land, as and when we deliberate, we would be in a position to put the immediate timelines to really expedite the processes. Honorable Lawaka.
Gee, the holiday has been too long. Mr. Chair, it's Engelbrecht. Mr. Chair, just before we get into the considerations, I'd just like to congratulate the ANC on their decision made this morning at 3 o'clock and say at last you have decided and realized that the opposition parties were correct and this should have been done more than a year ago.
Where did you accommodate that point? We're still on the agenda, please.
Let's welcome.
Say on a letter note that we take the agenda as with the amendment that I've indicated. Thank you very much. Honourable members, can we then go straight to the item? In terms of the program, we are also looking into the briefing on the status of interventions in terms of Tuesday next week, the 20th. So where you need us to really relook into it, I think we are more flexible to it so that ultimately we really meet the objective of ensuring that we are out there on the ground. And like I've emphasized, we are not just going to see ourselves really being caught in boardrooms, whereas the situation is out there. Honestly speaking, that is the attitude that we are going to adopt for this term of office. Can we then say page one? Remember, we still have the bill that is still before our committee, which we'll have to expedite in terms of ensuring that we finalize the processes of it and report back to NCOP. Page two. Thank you very much. Can we then come specifically to the initial amendment that I made in terms of the Rule 91 application? Remember, the Rule 91 gives the chair the power to act on behalf of the committee, but the arrangement we set, in case we visit these respective municipalities, we'll have to take along honorable members who are residing in such provinces. I'm going to ask that you approach it this way. Perhaps you say, what are the immediate municipalities that would wish us to really pay an attention at? Then we just have to work around the dates. Probably we might see ourselves starting this week and not wait up until that other time. I know, Maluti, you said there's also Mbombela, local municipality. Moses Kotani, Honorable George.
Thank you, Chairperson. It's very important for us to do urgent follow-ups at both Masilonyana and Mafube. If I may, they are starting to end the process of being under administration, and as far as I live in one of those municipalities, as far as I'm concerned, they are a long way away from being able to to stand on their own. So I think that must be looked into urgently as a committee, please. I think it is also time that, according to our processes, the time for us to visit them again.
Yes. What will we do? Remember, as much as there's an entry point, there's also an exit point. So in that case, we'll have to look at the exit in case they've already started with the appointments of the municipal managers, whatever that might have happened. We'll have to re-look at the terms of reference that we have agreed upon between ourselves, the MEC and the municipality, and look whether there's been adherence in terms of what was expected. I think what we'll do, perhaps we'll have to expedite also with those municipalities that we know there's been invocation of Section 139. Otherwise, whether it will yield results or not, it lies with us as the NCOP. And remember, the NCOP has also got the power to review where and it arises. Honourable Judge.
Thank you, Chairperson. I just want to, for clarity, just get an indication. I understand that the members involved in the provinces will be accompanying you there, so it won't be the whole committee. But taking into account that will take some of our time, as well as the fact that we've got the program before us, in the light of the current political situation with regards to the fact that SONAI hasn't taken place and the confusion around when it will take place, how will that impact on our program going forward?
Yes, I think our approach, the pressing issue that are faced with us as a committee will have really to squeeze our program. For an example, we might end up saying Thursday, Fridays, where and it arises. Let's just ensure that we really kickstart with our program. Otherwise, for us to wait, honestly speaking, there's more damage that is taking place on the ground. Honorable Chetty, then Honorable Mukwege.
Yeah, thanks, sir. I think also one feeling with KZN, we need to look at Ugu and the water crisis. The minister, Ugu. Because the minister.
How do you spell it?
U-G-U. Ugu
district.
U-G-U. Ugu. Yeah. The minister himself has expressed, Van Rijn has expressed interest in what's happening and concern. And before we have another issue similar to what's happening here in Cape, we must try and avoid that for a local the district municipality involved.
Which district municipality?
Ugu.
For
Chepstow.
Okay, for Chepstow. That's right. Members, like we've indicated, it means what will be doing. Administration will have to consolidate just with dates, but I would really appeal, be flexible, because you're going to make a submission today, if it's possible, to say by Thursday, Friday, we're starting, then we'll indicate, we'll communicate either tomorrow, to honor members about the development in terms of the agreed schedule of activities that will be unfolding. But we are just making an appeal. Please do avail yourself. Where you are unable, I think you'll await where we'll be coming back and give the report. Likelihood is that we went to Northwest, but tomorrow, Honorable Mkwele, I think we'll be tabling the outcome of our engagement with the five municipalities that we met with. So the report would be scheduled for tomorrow. We'll just maybe try to talk to either the chair of the petitions or the chair of the justice and security just to squeeze that particular report in so that we are able to tap and map up a way forward in terms of saying what are follow-ups that we are going to embark upon. Honorable Quimby. City of Cape Town also, it's also one municipality. So can I ask Moss just to reiterate the municipalities that we have picked up? Okay, just before Honorable Mukwege.
Thanks, Chair. Kikupa recently the Kathong and Maharing in the Northern Cape.
Kathong
and Maharing.
Didn't we follow up on that?
There are crises there.
Okay.
There's nothing happening.
So we are just expected on our members to ensure that we overwork ourselves. So honestly speaking, we would have to appeal. But at some stage where we don't have a rep from the province, would ensure that you are flexible with the chief to say whom do we also take along. Please, please, just avail yourself in case we go out and meet with these municipalities. Otherwise, if you are not going to make us be felt on the ground, the situation is just going to get out of hand. Remember, we have the responsibility to do proactive oversight and not reactive oversight like it has been happening all along. So in that note, can I ask Ntate Manette to indicate which municipalities have been identified?
Thank you, Chairperson. Chair, I'll start first with this stage. The proposal made by members was we need to focus on Macedonia and Mafube. The proposal made by members was we need to focus on Macedonia and Mafube. But there was a condition, the condition that says we need to review the exit report in terms of reference, the recommendation that the committee made. And with regard to Mpumalanga, the emphasis was around Bondela.
You're not listening. We said Malutiapofu, we said Mokaka, we said Masilonyana, we said Mafube. Yes. Then with regard to Western Cape, it's city of Cape Town. Then is it Moses Kotane is northwest, ne? Moses Kotane. Then Ugu in KZN. Then you have also Mahareng and Dikgatlo in Northern Cape. Then you have Mbombela in Mpumalanga. Yes. Honorable Judge.
Thank you, Chairperson. May I make a further suggestion that the committee perhaps prioritizes the municipalities where requests for Section 139 has been submitted, or where they are already under administration, that we prioritize those, that we do them first, and then we look at the other municipalities where suggestions were made that there are problems. I think that the immediate problems are bigger in the municipalities which are currently under administration or under request for administration from the MEC.
You know what we'll try to do, Judge, like what we did in Northwest, we'll try and strike a balance. You know, better to spend the whole 2 days dealing with the entire province in case there's a challenge, put them under one roof, unlike the city. But if you feel where there are critical issues that needs to be seen, then we can schedule a meeting in that particular area where we would wish to really follow up. For example, I know Masinonyane, there was an issue of water. We still have to go out and check what has been the development with regard to the water. But in case of where there's been the situation of burning of tires of what, it's our duty, honestly speaking, to go out there, have a look of what is really happening. If it's possible, try and check the possibility of meeting with the leadership of the institution just to get sense of what is happening, so that as and when we develop a concretized plan of action on behalf of the committee, we know we are well informed in terms of the state of affairs in that particular municipality. However, would really take into consideration your request that we really prioritize also these municipalities.
Honourable members, I wanted and just to ask a question for clarity. Here, are we focusing on oversight visit or visit in terms of Rule 91?
We have said Rule 91. Otherwise, if you go oversight visit, it's going to be a process. Rule 91, which means what is going to happen, it will not be necessarily the entire committee. It will be the chairperson, either the whip, and the relevant person from that particular province. So that is why our emphasis is one. We'll be starting probably in Kululeko this week. We can't really wait. We can't really wait. So what we'll be doing, honorable members, would ensure that by this week, we expedite the process. We want to really see the process unfolding. In most instances, let me just make it clear, we are just going to make it unannounced visit if it's possible. We're not just going to see ourselves allowing the situation as is in our respective municipalities.
You know, I forgot the most important issue in Northwest. Can we please include also Rustenburg and Matibe? Yeah. I forgot them. My apologies, Chair.
Mm.
But again, would also, even when we consider other provinces that we never had an opportunity to really look or interact, except those that we dealt with in terms of Section 47 of the Municipal Systems Act. Honourable members, in that note, I think we've exhausted what has brought us here today. Allow me, if there's no other input, to thank you for your cooperation. It was really fruitful. What we must just expect is to ensure that we see ourselves running. Honourable Mukwili.
Thanks, Chair. We appreciate your message, and also to say the absence of ANC members in this meeting is worrying. Yes, we know that there is a commotion out there in your party, but it is also important that members that are voted in by people, they respect the people that voted them in. This is a very important exercise where we need to confirm and to follow up on the issues that are affecting our people directly. It's a worrying factor that first meeting of the year, they were not there in the strategic planning, they are not even here in the first meeting of the year. It's a worrying factor. I just wanted it to be noted as such. Thank you.
I think it will be noted, but not just be noted, we'll also take it up with the chief, with the whip of the committee. Honourable members, thank you very much. The meeting is official.
Who is the president? Who is joining the country? No, 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 no.